Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Former President Gerald Ford entered the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for testing and evaluation. The statement given by the president's office gave no details why the 93-year-old former chief executive had to be admitted. Last month, Ford spent a few days in Colorado's Vail Valley Medical Center because of shortness of breath. In January, he was hospitalized for 12 days in Rancho Mirage for treatment of pneumonia. The slow march back home. Some 500 Israeli soldiers walk back from Lebanon today, beginning a partial withdrawal from that country. The Lebanese army is expected to start deploying Thursday and be joined soon by UN peacekeepers. The search for two missing Fox News journalists continues. Investigators say the Palestinian president's office is closely following the probe into yesterday's kidnapping. The American reporter Steve Santani and a New Zealand cameraman were reportedly seized by masked gunmen near Palestinian security headquarters. No one has claimed responsibility for the abduction. Kip Holley says airport scanners do a fine job of spotting weapons, including explosives. The nation's air security chief showed reporters how the machines find improvised bombs, which he calls the number one threat. Passengers now have to submit their shoes for scanning prior to boarding. The one negative comes from a Homeland Security report that says the machines don't help find a specific liquid or gel that can be used as a bomb. Heroin home delivery. It's now over for one drug ring because feds say it's out of business with arrests of more than 130 suspects across the country. Investigators say trusted clients could get the drugs delivered to them in a parking lot, and after a few sales, they could have it brought to their front door. In other cases, the gang allegedly preyed on recovering addicts by stationing sellers outside methadone centers. They'd offer buy two, get two free deals. The minister's wife is out on bond. Mary Winkler, accused of gunning down her husband, is now free. Locked up since March on a murder charge, she was able to post the $750,000 bond to get out of a Tennessee jail. Winkler allegedly killed her husband after they argued over money. She was arrested the next day in Alabama. And bad news for some victims of Hurricane Katrina. A federal judge came down on the side of the insurance carrier, stating the Mississippi couple can't collect damages from the storm surge caused by Hurricane Katrina because their insurance policy clearly excluded flood coverage. Paul and Julie Leonard sued Nationwide Mutual Insurance. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
and say prove it. So therefore, I'm not going to say it until we have absolute proof. But it looks like the kind of thing Al-Qaeda would do.
Well, that didn't quite all of it come through. We'll play it again for you a little bit later. But that was Raisin Brain speaking to reporters yesterday about the war on terror and congratulating a team of folks at the National Counterterrorism Center today. So you know what that means. Moron sounds on the program tonight. Yeah, we've got them from yesterday and today. Is that right? Yesterday and today. Oh, good. A two-headed beast tonight. I may sound a little distracted tonight, Truth Seekers. Kathy is poised outside my little soundproof booth here with a fire extinguisher in case my Dell laptop explodes. I remember when I bought this laptop and everybody said, how could you buy from someone, a company like Dell that supports the Republican Party 100%, one of Bush's pioneers or something? I know. Well, I didn't know at the time. I didn't do my research. Well, you talk about karma. Well, there you go. What is this? They're going to have to recall like a million Dell laptops or replace the batteries or something? Ah! Anyway, I don't know. Maybe the religionists are right. Maybe this is God saying to everyone who supported another Bush supporter, I'm going to blow your hand off. As soon as you touch the mouse pad on your laptop, I'm going to blow your hand off. I'm God. I'm going to blow your hand off because I hate George Bush and I hate Dick Cheney. And when you buy products from the companies that support them, you really piss me off and I'm God. I will blow your hand off. This thing does look a little dangerous, doesn't it? It's smoking? It better not be. All right. Quick email here. This is from Cheryl regarding what we were talking about last night about carry-on luggage. I'm going to read Cheryl's letter. It's representative of scores of letters that I found in the email today about that topic I suggested last night. And I don't know. Should I go ahead and say tongue in cheek, Kathy? I don't know. Sometimes people take me very seriously when I'm not really, you know, I'm not trying to. Anyway, what I said last night about air travel should be scary because, you know, we weren't designed to fly and all that. I was kidding, folks. I used to have a phobia of flying, and I got over it by simply getting back on an airplane and really enjoying looking down from 38,000 feet up. There's something about that that just thrills me. I'm to the point now where I can't fly unless I have a window seat. It's gotten that bad. Or it's got to be a window seat, and if I'm flying domestically, it has to be AirTran. AirTran and a window seat, and that's it. Oh, and I have to be able to upgrade when I get to the ticket counter from the sardine section to business class.
And you must be wearing brown socks. And it has to be a day that has an E in it.
Right, that's true. That's true. I'm not, you know, I'm a very confident flyer now. Anyway, Cheryl writes the following. I really disagree with you regarding airline carry-on luggage. Do you know how many checked bags the airlines lose each year? I've had my luggage lost, quote, six times. Sometimes I got it the next day, sometimes not for a couple of days, and once never to be seen again. I always carry everything with me in an airline-approved carry-on, airline-approved size carry-on. But even more important, Cheryl writes, why should any of us have to remove our shoes, throw out our shampoo and contact lens solution and baby formula? They don't check the cargo. That's all in capitals. That goes on passenger flights. Less than 5% is checked, so we can all fly naked and still be blown up. There are also bomb-proof containers that the airlines could be required to have that would hold all of the cargo, but according to the Bush administration, it will cost too much money. We need to spend it in Iraq, creating more terrorists and killing innocents, or at least give the money to the richest 1% among us. There's something called known shippers who frequently ship cargo on passenger airlines, and none of their shipments are inspected. All it would take would be one bribed or corrupt loony working for a known shipper to put an explosive in the shipment. It would never be checked. If the American public puts up with this, we deserve what we get. Revolution time. Also, I wasn't going to read this last two sentences, but I guess I will. Three sentences from Cheryl. She said, also, my sad, horrible fear, people have been known to ship puppies to the U.S. with drugs in their bellies. I don't even want to say this, but some nutso will be shipping his dog to his new home with explosives in the poor puppy's belly. That's from Cheryl in her last name. Well, Cheryl, I'm not serious about no carry-ons, because I think this, the subtext of what I was saying is, if all of us decided, or if there was a rule that said no more carry-on luggage and it was all checked, the backlog, the jam that would cause when flights came in. How long does it take you to get your luggage? Usually it takes me about anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the airport I've flown into and obviously how many people are on the flight. But if they banned, airlines banned carry-on luggage as a form of homeland security or airline security, the backlog would be horrendous, and it would be terrible. So the only credence I gave to that last night was a thought in the back of my mind that if such a thing were to occur, no more carry-on luggage, then the airlines would have to improve dramatically the passengers' retrieval of their luggage once they got to the point where, you know, they were going. It would have to be that way. So, whatever. Mike, I don't know if you heard the reports a while back about the Army recruiting white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and skinheads. The Pentagon said they wanted to keep this quiet so as not to upset parents and military personnel already in the Army. Do we now have a nice little Nazi army to go with our fascist dictatorship? And what in the hell did the Israelis think of this? I don't think Israel trusts us any more than they trust the Arabs. Martha. Well, yeah, I saw that story a couple of weeks ago. I think it was in the New York Times, and I never got to it. But the Government Accounting Office is criticizing military recruiters. There is a report just out, and the GAO accuses military recruiters of increasingly resorting to overly aggressive tactics and even criminal activity to get warm bodies that still have a beating heart into the military and onto the battlefield. Can you believe this? The GAO says grueling combat conditions in Iraq, a decent commercial job market, and tough monthly recruiting goals have made recruiters' jobs more difficult. This has probably prompted, this is what has probably prompted more recruiters to resort to strong arm or criminal tactics, including harassment and falsifying documents, the GAO states. According to service data provided to the GAO, substantiated cases of wrongdoing jumped by 58%. Meanwhile, criminal cases, such as sexual harassment or falsifying medical records, more than doubled in the years 2004 and 2005. People send me these emails like, you know, why do you say that, you know, you used to be a supporter of the tradition of the military and you're not any longer? Well, hello. Now, here's the last example. Did you hear about these soldiers from Alaska? They were with the 172nd Striker Brigade, and 300 of them were sent home from Iraq last month. And they went home. They were finished. They went home. Now, these are, oh, my God. These are soldiers, reservists, National Guard, guardsmen, who, against their will, really, when you get right down to it, went to serve in Bush's occupation of Iraq and Cheney's and Rumsfeld's occupation. So they got home, Fort Wainwright in Alaska, and they were only there for less than a month when word came from Rumsfeld that the unit had to go back and serve four more months. It says Army officials have sent a team of personnel and pay experts to Alaska to help sort out all the soldiers' vacations, school enrollments, and other plans torn apart by the decision to send them back to Iraq. Oh, my God. These are, you know, for the most part, these are not kids. These are people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s who went over and served in that bloody hellhole that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld created. They survived. They went home. And these bastards say, oh, saddle up, boys. You're going back. I'll make sure you feel my wrath.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Oreck XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Oreck XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
I understand that the unrest in the Middle East creates unrest throughout the region.
Jesus. It's just so incredibly stupid, isn't it? I mean, just beyond belief stupid. Oh, well. Really good quotes wants me to know that Barnes & Noble is a 100% blue contributor. Okay. RGQ writes, I heard your remarks about Dell batteries and Dell supporting Republicans. You've also said recently regarding book sales that you don't like Barnes & Noble. FYI, Barnes & Noble is a 100% blue contributor. Oh, it's Bruce. Well, thanks, Bruce. I guess what I meant was I prefer to, you know, as much as I can do business with independent booksellers, that's all. I'm glad that Barnes & Noble, my bad, I'm glad Barnes & Noble is a blue contributor. But, you know, I've watched, haven't you? I've seen so many small booksellers, bookstores in the various neighborhoods in Atlanta go right down the tubes because of these huge bookstores. And what a place to go, you know, a rainy fall afternoon or not. But, you know, to go in, have a cup of coffee, get to know the people that run the bookstore, find a book, buy it, you know, I kind of miss that. And then this from Pab in Vineland, New Jersey. And this is the last one. Mike, I've been catching up with your shows from last week. Thanks, White Rose Society, and I wanted to offer a tiny correction in your word choice. I keep hearing you use the word decimate and how Bush has decimated our military and the decimation of Lebanon and other issues. I don't think that decimate is the word you're looking for. Decimate means to reduce by one-tenth. It's from the Latin words for one-tenth and kill. This is nowhere near enough to describe the damage that has been done. I think the word you're looking for when describing the Bush crime family's swath of destruction is annihilation, which means to reduce to nothing. Bush will not be happy as long as there is one U.S. soldier still breathing and walking with no or at least minimal psychological damage. He will not be satisfied as long as one Iraqi citizen is alive and intact instead of blown into tiny little pieces. Bush wants total destruction and devastation. He wants the world to be one huge burnt cinder, because then, just maybe, Jesus will come back, or so he believes. This is not decimation. This is complete and total annihilation we are staring in the face. Please be more careful in your word choice. All right, Pab. Sorry. Mark Ash, who is the founder and the most important person at truthout.org, and I use Truthout a lot, and I contribute as often as I can to that that website, but Mark had a piece in last Friday about Bush, who no sooner did he hear that there was a plot to blow up American Airlines planes departing from British airports, and that plot had been foiled, obviously, by British authorities. Bush didn't waste any time using the, quote, opportunity that such terror presents to sell his war on terror to whomever would listen. And then, as Mark points out, Bush used the best Madison Avenue technique money can buy. He was even ready to roll out a new slogan, du jour, on cue for the event. And the phrase that pays, we are at war with Islamic fascists. That was, yeah, when I heard that the other day, I thought, I'll be damned, Islamic fascists. We have Christian fascists. Apparently we have Jewish fascists. We certainly have Hindu fascists. And now we have Islamic fascists. Okay. Okay, what was interesting about it is it came out of the mouth of George W. Bush, who has been the most hypocritical thug imaginable where it concerns Arabs. See, Bush's problem is he has business partners with the Saudi royal family. He does a lot of business, his dad does, with Kuwait. The United Arab Emirates are joint ventures with so many of the Bush crime family members. And, of course, then there's Egypt, who gets the second biggest chunk of U.S. foreign aid after Israel, Egypt, which is a dictatorship. And let's not forget the Kingdom of Jordan, which is a construct put together by the British back in the 20s. Now, these are all Bush's either business partners. He loves these people. He loves these leaders. And these leaders are all either kings or dictators. Kings or dictators. And he has the audacity to refer to people, here it comes, fighting for their freedom as Islamofascists. Now, most Americans don't see it that way. Most Americans don't see the resistance, the insurgency, the terrorists, the bombers, whatever you want to call them, as people fighting for their freedom. But what would you call it? I mean, are these people who just decided, well, let's see, it's Tuesday. I think I'll go kill some crusaders today and blow myself up in the process. Well, it's Wednesday. This is a good day to go to kill Jews and kill myself in the process. Because, you know, as the Western media is quick to tell you, I know that I have 70 virgins waiting for me and yada, yada. Do you really think that Islamic people are that stupid or backward? Or are they fighting for what they consider to be their freedom? Now, as long as we support the governments of Jordan and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and the UAE and all these other little tyrannical nests of Islamic dictators, then I guess that gives George the right to call people who fight against that Islamo-fascists.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
I work all day, Dr. Phil, and okay, fine, I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Okay, my name is Neil.
Yeah.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just miss it, you know? And how is it?
It's great. It's a great car.
Isn't it? It is so great. Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
This crusade, this war on terrorism, this is a new kind of evil.
So as Mark Ash at Truthout pointed out last Friday, Bush has landed like a fly on a pile of cow dung on a new term they've given him, Islamofascists, right? And he's talking about the fascism of these Islamic people. I don't think they consider themselves to be fascists. They consider themselves, I don't know what they consider. I wouldn't make any judgment, certainly not a... again, I think their religion is ridiculous because I think all religions are ridiculous. But setting that aside, fascism is well. If you don't know what fascism is, go look it up. As a matter of fact, Mark Ash includes in his little essay here a definition of fascism from Webster's New World Dictionary of the American Language. Here it is. A system of government characterized by rigid one-party dictatorship, forcible suppression of opposition, private economic enterprise under centralized government control, belligerent nationalism, racism and militarism, etc. And then Mark writes that really, that's really the heart of the matter. Now, isn't it, Mr. Bush? One might wonder if you are troubled by the specter of fascism in your inner thoughts when you cast the accusation wildly into the public discourse. Bush calling someone else fascist? Oh, well. I like the Tuesday edition of the New York Times because it has in it Science Times, the science section that I always thoroughly enjoy. There are a couple little pieces in there that caught my eye today. One in Science Times, and the other one something written by Lawrence Krauss, who's a professor of physics and astronomy at Case Western Reserve University. And Lawrence Krauss wrote that he wrote about the voters in Kansas ensured this month that the non-creationist approach to human evolution will once again have a majority on the state school board. It'll be 6-4. It keeps going back and forth. The creationists get control, and then the evolutionists get control, then the creationists, then the evolutionists. But as Lawrence Krauss points out, more worrisome than a political movement against science is plain old ignorance. The people determining the curriculum of our children in many states remain scientifically illiterate, and Kansas is a good case in point. And as Lawrence Krauss points out, the chairman of the school board is a guy named Dr. Steve Abrams. He's a veterinarian. He's not merely a strict creationist. He's openly stated that he believes that God created the universe 6,500 years ago. Now, he was quoted in the New York Times earlier this month as saying that his personal faith, quote, doesn't have anything to do with science, end quote. Well, as Lawrence Krauss points out, a key concern should not be whether Dr. Abrams' religious views have a place in the classroom, but rather how someone whose views like this require a denial of essentially all modern scientific knowledge, how can this guy be chairman of a state school board? And as Krauss points out, the age of the earth and the universe is no more a matter of religious faith than is the question of whether or not the earth is flat. It's a matter of overwhelming scientific evidence, and to maintain a belief in a 6,000-year-old earth requires a denial of essentially all the results of modern physics, chemistry, astronomy, biology, geology. It's to imply that airplanes and automobiles work by divine magic rather than by empirically testable laws. And then there's another guy on the state school board in Kansas, a guy named John Bacon. In a 1999 debate about the removal of evolution and the Big Bang Theory from science standards, Mr. Bacon said he was baffled about the objections coming from scientists. He said, quote, I can't understand what they're squealing about. I wasn't there, and neither were they. Jesus, God. And as Krauss points out, the battle is not against faith, it's against ignorance. Now, that was on the op-ed page today. If you go to the Science Times section, you find this. In surveys conducted in 2005, people in the United States and 32 European countries were asked whether to respond true, false, or not sure to this statement. Human beings, as we know them, developed from earlier species of animals. Okay? Now, people said, answer true, false, or not sure. And the same question was posed to Japanese adults in 2001. The United States had the second highest percentage of adults who said the statement was false. Only adults in Turkey expressed more doubts on evolution. Now, here they are in descending order, with the countries with the most population that believes in the theory of evolution, which really is a theory of natural selection, evolution, natural selection, whatever you want to call it. But here are the countries in descending order from those countries that most believe, yes, science, no, spooks in the sky creating people out of mud balls. You ready? Iceland, then Denmark, then Sweden, then France, then Japan, then Britain, then Norway, then Belgium, then Spain, then Germany. Then Italy, then the Netherlands and Hungary and Luxembourg and Ireland, and then Slovenia, Finland, the Czech Republic, Estonia and Portugal, then Malta, then Switzerland, then the Slovak Republic, then Poland, Austria, Croatia, Romania, Greece, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Latvia, Cyprus, the United States, and then Turkey. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, my Darwin! Can you believe this? Now, we've talked about this before. It's astonishing to me that people believe, honestly believe, that some big old spook in the sky according to Genesis reached down and scooped up some mud and went, okay, you're alive, you're a human being now. Oh, my God. Now, this is kind of tied to that. This is from Sydney, Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald. This has to do with Kenya. Now, why does that, you know, what's the tie-in? Well, Kenya, you all have heard of Louis Leakey, the Leakey family, the anthropologist, the people who have made the family that's made these incredible discoveries about prehumans and evolution and natural selection. Well, here's what it says. This is from August 14th in Nairobi, Kenya. Powerful evangelical churches are pressing Kenya's National Museum to sideline, that means hide, its world-famous collection of hominid bones pointing to man's evolution from ape to human. Leaders of Kenya's Pentecostal congregation want Dr. Richard Leakey's groundbreaking finds relegated to a back room. What do you think of this, Gabby? I didn't tell you about this one. The collection includes the most complete skeleton yet found of Homo erectus, the 1.7 million-year-old Turkana boy, unearthed by Dr. Leakey's team in 1984 at Nariokotome near Lake Turkana in northern Kenya. The museum also holds bones from several specimens of Australopithecus anamensis, believed to be the first hominid to walk upright 4 million years ago. The artifacts amount to the clearest record yet discovered of the origins of Homo sapiens. Church leaders in that country say no. Quote, the Christian community here is very uncomfortable that Leakey and his group want their theories presented as fact. Close quote. Said Bishop so-and-so, the head of the Christ is the Answer Ministries, the largest Pentecostal church in Kenya. Our doctrine, he says, is not that we evolved from apes, and we have grave concerns that the museum wants to enhance the prominence of something presented as fact, which is just one theory. Now, Dr. Leakey, we're talking about Richard Leakey. I think that's Lewis's son. Is it Lewis's son or Lewis's grandson? I think it's Lewis's son. Dr. Leakey said the church's plans were outrageous, and the National Museums of Kenya should be, quote, strong in presenting a very forceful case for the evolutionary theory of the origins of mankind, end quote. I don't get this. Do you, what is it? See, I think that this is part of a major part of why almost every war you know about right now is a religious war. There are a couple that are political, but most of them are based in religion. Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Christian. Think about the wars that you know about. Think about who's fighting whom and what the, God gave me this territory. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. My God's better than your God. No, he isn't. Yes, he is. My God is bigger than your God. No, he isn't. My God's a real God. Yours is a false God. No, he isn't. Yes, he is. Think about it for a second, okay? Let's supposing that religion were cast into the dustbin of history where it truly belongs, and everybody focused on the science of the human species. Now, I'm not saying cast aside spirituality. Of course not. Keep that, for God's sake. But focus on the science and realize what we are facing here. Do you think the Israelis and the Palestinians would be beating each other to death once they found out, and they already know this, that they're the same damn people?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We'll be right back.
world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Because I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have
by Right Wing Talk Radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy. Because I don't want to see our people
dying for oil. See the so-called 10 before the hour. Mark Ash's essay on fascism. If you want to see something that Eric Blumrich did at bushflash.com, and I'm involved in it. That's one of the reasons I'm saying go check it out. bushflash.com/14, the number 14, .html. bushflash.com/14.html. It's a flash graphic depiction of the 14 defining characteristics of fascism that I read on this program one night. Oh, God, how long ago, Eric? Year and a half, couple of years ago? Eric Blumrich, his website is just loaded with videos that once you get going on his website, you'll stay there for hours. bushflash.com. And if you want to see this one, /14.html. Have you been wondering what's happened to former Attorney General John Ashcroft? What the ghoul is doing now? He was the one, of course, who presided over the creation of the so-called Homeland Security Division of the U.S. government. It's become an industry. That's all it is. It's become a sump hole for graft, corruption, and they're doing nothing to protect the country. Absolutely nothing. What an insertion of the American public into the trick bag this Department of Homeland Security turned out to be, huh? But John Ashcroft, who had about as much business being Attorney General as I would have being, a fundraiser for George Bush.
Nearly 2 years after he left the Justice Department for a glass and marble office tower 6 blocks away, Ashcroft is building a lucrative consulting company helping security and other firms find business with federal agencies. Federal spending on Homeland Security is expected to reach nearly $60 billion next year, according to the Office of Management and Budget. John Ashcroft's firm has 30 lobbying and consulting clients. Here are some of the companies and trade groups that the Ashcroft Group has disclosed that it represents before Congress or the executive branch. The American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, the Oracle Corporation, Choice Point Incorporated, Israel Aircraft Industries International, LTU Technologies, Trafficland, Exegy, Allenco Technologies, eBay, AT&T, DSNR Limited, DRS Technology, General Dynamics Corporation, VeriSign, Innova Holdings Incorporated, Mittal Steel Company, Dulles Research Group, NanoDetex Corporation, Council on State Taxation, yada, yada, yada.
Israel Aircraft Industries International Incorporated? AT&T, isn't that the granddaddy of all the illegal wiretapping in the U.S.? General Dynamics? Dulles Research Group? What the hell are they researching? Who to invade next? John Ashcroft spits on the cross every chance he gets and laughs on his way to the bank. My God. Washington Post, from Saturday's Washington Post, about Ashcroft, who has found his private sector niche. Ex-Attorney General helps firms get Homeland Security deals. We fold them again, didn't we? Kathy, if you play that song, I'm going to come right through the plate glass window here and divorce you. So don't do it. Thank you very much. It's unbelievable. When it comes to privacy, Ashcroft, a 54-year-old Republican and former U.S. Senator and Missouri governor, said there are, quote, real reasons, end quote, why the government Well, you can finish the sentence. All right, we're going to do lots of phone calls when we come back. So let's fill up the lines, all right? The number here is 866-303-2270. Immediately when we come back, we have some of these sound bites that we're going to play for you. But if you don't mind holding on for a few minutes, now is the time to get on board. 866-303-2270 is the number. Chucklenuts was at the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia. Was that today? Or was that yesterday? Today? Thanking people. Hey, thanks. I really, you know, America's safer. And let's play one. Let's play this first one. He's still pounding his chest over foiling the liquids on a plane scare, even though it was the Brits who uncovered this, quote, plot, close quote. And aren't you starting to doubt it altogether? But Raising Brain's approval ratings are so low, he's taking credit for anything he can get.
Because of the work being done here by some really fine Americans from different agencies in our government, America is safer than it has been, but it's not yet safe.
What?
The enemy has got an advantage when it comes to attacking our homeland. They got to be right one time. And we got to be right 100% of the time to protect the American people.
Oh, I love you, George.
Because of the good work in Great Britain and because of the help of the people there at NCTC, we disrupted a terror plot.
We?
A plot where people were willing to kill innocent life to achieve political objectives.
Kill innocent life to achieve political objectives. Are you talking about the bombing of Lebanon or the bombing of Iraq? What are you talking about? A plot where people were willing to kill innocent life. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant a reality where people actually are, have been, and continue to kill innocent life, as you put it. Oh, never mind. This is Air America. Stay with us.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I've torture tested my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum in the world's most grueling proving grounds, luxury hotels. 5 years in a hotel is like 50 years in your home. Folks, you owe it to yourself to try the end product of my 40-year obsession, the 8-pound Orrick XL. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. If it's perfect for hotels, it's perfect for you.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. The search for two missing Fox News journalists continues. Investigators say the Palestinian president's office is closely following the probe into yesterday's kidnapping. The American reporter Steve Santani and a New Zealand cameraman were reportedly seized by masked gunmen near Palestinian security headquarters. No one has claimed responsibility for the abduction. slow march back home. Some 500 Israeli soldiers walk back from Lebanon today, beginning a partial withdrawal from that country. The Lebanese army is expected to start deploying Thursday and be joined soon by UN peacekeepers. Kip Hawley says airport scanners are doing a fine job of spotting weapons, including explosives. The nation's air security chief showed reporters how the machines find improvised bombs, which he calls the number one threat. Passengers now have to submit their shoes for scanning prior to boarding. The one negative comes from a Homeland Security report that says the machines don't help find a specific liquid or gel that can be used as a bomb. Former President Gerald Ford entered the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for testing and evaluation. The statement gave no details why the 93-year-old former chief executive's admission. Last month, Ford spent a few days in Colorado's Vail Valley Medical Center because of shortness of breath. In January, he was hospitalized for 12 days in Rancho Mirage for treatment of pneumonia. Heroin home delivery. It's now over for one drug ring because feds say it's out of business with arrests of more than 130 suspects across this nation. Investigators say trusted clients could get the drugs delivered to them in a parking lot. After a few sales, they could have brought it to their front door. In other cases, the gang allegedly preyed on recovering addicts by stationing cells outside methadone centers. They'd offer buy two, get two free deals. Authorities say the heroin was smuggled in from Mexico and that about half of the suspects are illegal aliens. The minister's wife is out on bond. Mary Winkler, accused of gunning down her husband, minister husband, is now free. Locked up since March on a murder charge, she was able to post the $750,000 bond to get out of a Tennessee jail. And some bad news for the victims of the Hurricane Katrina. A federal judge came down on the side of the insurance carrier, stating a Mississippi couple can't collect damages from the storm surge caused by Hurricane Katrina because their insurance policy clearly excluded flood coverage. Paul and Julie Leonard sued Nationwide Mutual Insurance. The couple's home had more than $130,000 in damage. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. All right, let's listen a little bit more of Chuckle Nuts here as he thanked the folks at the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia, for their assistance in stopping this. It's turning out to be lying, bogus UK terror plot. We'll have some more on that a little bit later in the program tonight. But I'm beginning to believe, like our former ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, that the whole thing is a lie, a joke. But anyway, let Manor Monkey have his little Game Boy with live characters at the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia. And the rapture-ready people in the United States can all mouth-breathe and say how wonderful it is that we have such a God-fearing man who's protecting the integrity of our homeland. He gets flustered, though, Manor Monkey does, when he's not speaking about death and bombs and blood and stuff. You know, he forgets things like foreign names or terrorist nations or articles of speech.
The United States of America is engaged in a war against an extremist group of folks.
Hezbollah.
Bound together by an ideology, willing to use terror to achieve their objectives.
Republican Party.
And I will assure the American people that we're doing everything in our power to protect you.
Oh, thank you.
And we've got some good assets.
Oh, good.
And the best asset we have is the people.
Any people in particular or just, you know, like people? We've got some good assets. You see this little filly standing behind me? She's got some nice legs, too. That's a joke. Yesterday, he made a foreign policy visit to the State Department. Dun, 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 dun. Wherein he announced the ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel, invoking, of course, in the process, the requisite visions of 9/11.
The conflict in Lebanon is part of a broader struggle between freedom and terror that is unfolding across the region. For decades, American policy sought to achieve peace in the Middle East by promoting stability in the Middle East.
It's Carter and Clinton.
Yet the lack of freedom in the region meant anger and resentment grew. Radicalism thrived and terrorists found willing recruits. We saw the consequences on September the 11th, 2001, when terrorists brought death and destruction to our country, killing nearly 3,000 of our citizens.
Oh, God. Okay, where to begin with this? He says the lack of freedom in the region meant anger and resentment grew. Right. Lack of freedom amongst the, or within the nations run by Bush's business partners or his oil buddies or the people he likes to hang with. That, and we've pointed this out. That would be the leaders of Saudi Arabia, the leaders of Kuwait, the leaders of the United Arab Emirates, the king of Jordan, and the dictator of Egypt. Egypt, that great democracy that we are sending. Well, what are we sending now? $2.5 or $3 billion a year in aid, not loans, aid. What do we provide the Saudis? How many F-16s did they buy this year? How many F-22s are they down to buy when those little boogers come online? $265 million a pop for those little gems, right? Is it F-22s? Or have I got the number wrong? I really don't care, so don't send me an email. Correct me if I'm wrong. And why does Saudi Arabia need F-22s? Who are they going to kill? Those are mighty, mighty weapons of mass destruction. Who are they going to kill? The Israelis? Oh, no, 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 no. We need the Israelis. The Christian rapture right needs the Israelis. So who are they going to kill? Their own people, maybe? What does he say? He says that yet the lack of freedom in a region meant, in the region meant anger and resentment grew, radicalism thrived, and terrorists found willing recruits. Terrorists? People that want to butcher the Saudi royal family, you call those terrorists? Let's see. We wanted to butcher the British back in the 1700s. Remember that, Joe? Oh, never mind. What the hell am I pointing that out to George Bush for? And we called our people revolutionaries, heroes, patriots. Because we didn't want a king. What happens if the people in Jordan, a lot of whom are Palestinians and Jordanians, as if there were such a population group, ha, 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 supposing they decided to off the king's head? Then what? Huh? We did? Oh, never mind. Never mind. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Egypt. Those are our friends in the Middle East. Israel's not our friend. American politicians just use Israel. That's all. Constantly and repeatedly. I would imagine the Israelis are probably getting sick of it. You think? Probably not. So, here Bush explains why they hate us. Reason number 4,967. And, of course, he reminds us again of September 11th.
Some say that America caused the current instability in the Middle East by pursuing a forward strategy of freedom.
What?
Yet history shows otherwise. We didn't talk much about freedom or the freedom agenda in the Middle East before September the 11th, 2001.
Before when?
Well, before Al-Qaeda first attacked the World Trade Center and blew up our embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in the 1990s.
What?
History's clear.
It is?
The freedom agenda did not create the terrorists or their ideology, but the freedom agenda will help defeat them both.
The freedom agenda. We didn't talk much about freedom or the freedom agenda in the Middle East before September 11, 2001. No, you're right, because we were busy shoring up dictatorships, you dumb bastard. You illiterate, politically naive freak. The freedom agenda? When would that be? Would that be the overthrow of the president or the prime minister of Iran in the 50s? Well, which set up the situation we're facing now? What freedom agenda, George? What freedom agenda are you talking about? The freedom of the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Kuwaitis? Let's see, if you live in Kuwait, is it still true you have to be a member of the Al-Sabah family in order to vote? Huh? Is that still in effect? Or have they extended it now to their female cousins? I don't know anymore. I really don't. Saudi Arabia? Oh, yeah, that freedom-loving country. They just, what, can women drive there yet? Huh? Can they? They can? Oh, good. That's wonderful. The freedom agenda? He says the freedom agenda did not create the terrorists or their ideology. Of course not. We know the terrorists hate us because we buy houses and our women wear high heels. And our kids fly kites. That's why they hate us. Not because of our policies. Not because of our Middle East policies. Not because of what we've done in that region for the past 100 years. Oh, no, 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 no. They hate us because we have freedom. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the education on the Middle East. I don't think Dim Sun or his speechwriters boned up on the American history lesson before scratching out this little screed. Either that or they think none of us have any knowledge of the history of this nation.
America's actions have never been guided by territorial ambition.
What?
We seek to advance the cause of freedom in the Middle East because we know the security of the region and our own security depend on it.
The way forward is going to be difficult.
The way forward is going to be difficult. It will require more sacrifice. But we can be confident of the outcome. Because we know and understand the unstoppable power of freedom. In the Middle East, it grows in freedom and democracy. People have a chance to raise their families and live in peace and build a better future.
And eat McDonald's and go to KFC and all that good stuff, huh? What? We've never had territorial ambition? Let's see. Wasn't the entire country based at one time on something called manifest destiny? You know, God gave us this place, so we had to go kill everybody? Ooh, wait, or is that Israeli policy? No, that's American policy. Yeah, manifest destiny. Now, what was it? Was that a Disney movie or a fairy tale? I know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. No, it was Hiawatha. No. It was global warming. No, it was balanced budget. That's a good fairy tale. And in 1898, the blow up of the American ship in Havana Harbor and the Philippines. We've never had territorial ambition. And Mexico, oh, don't even get me started on Mexico. Mexico used to extend from, you know, the Panama Canal thing all the way up to Oregon.
because your man is on vacation and your mouth is working.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Abacore. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Abacore and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Abacore really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Abacore works. And Abacore with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Abacore free with your order, plus a free gift from Abacore's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's
is evil. These are evildoers. They have no justification.
Well, then why don't you get a new Secretary of Defense and get a new Vice President? Jesus. Quit bitching. Do something about it. Oh, as far as America never seeking territory, let's see, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, Alaska, Mariana Islands, or is that the Solomon Islands? No! Louisiana Purchase, Mexico. No, we've never sought territory. That's not where we're about.
No.
Does nobody pay any attention to what this half-wit says when he has a scripted speech? Who writes this crap? Oh, Philippines? Oh, but it doesn't count, Mike. That was only temporary. We just wanted to get over there and murder a lot. We had new weapons to try out. Gatling gun and stuff. Now, after his ridiculous opening remarks during his foreign policy visit to the State Department, Mensa Man turned up his earpiece and turned to the reporters for a few select questions. First reporter says, and this is sickening,
Mr. President, both sides are claiming victory in a conflict that's killed more than 900 people. Who won?
Hezbollah attacked Israel. Hezbollah started the crisis. And Hezbollah suffered a defeat in this crisis. And the reason why is that, first, there's a new... There's going to be a new power in the south of Lebanon, and that's going to be a Lebanese force with a robust international force to help them seize control of the country, that part of the country. Secondly, when people take a look-see, take a step back, and realize how this started, they'll understand this was Hezbollah's activities. This was Hezbollah's choice to make.
Ah, okay. All right. Who won?
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar, all for Hezbollah, stand up and hop, no, all for Israel,
no, that won't work.
1, 2, 3, 4, who's a referee for? 5, 6, 7, 8, he's an Israel graduate, no, he's a Hezbollah graduate, no, wait a second, push him back, shove him back, way back, yeah, we beat you, now go home and bury your dead children.
Well, that's right. You're Jewish. You're Muslim. Your children have to be buried within 24 hours. Never mind. I forgot.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar, all four.
Stand up and holler. Another reporter asked about the liquid terror scare and how utterly useless our huge new Department of Homeland Security seems to be. This is a reporter looking for a trip to Guantanamo. Mr. President, until the other day, few Americans thought about liquid explosives when they got on a plane. What are the other emerging or evolving threats to the homeland that are most on your mind? That is, what else needs to be hardened as convincingly as cockpits have been hardened?
Michael, we will take the actions that are necessary based upon the intelligence we gather.
Oh.
Obviously, if we find out that
terrorist
groups are planning and plotting against our citizens or any other citizen for that matter, we will notify the proper authorities and the people themselves of the actions that we're taking.
The proper authorities?
But my point to you is that if we find out or if we believe that the terrorists will strike using a certain type of weapon or tactic, we will take the necessary precautions, just like we did when it came to liquid zone airplanes.
Oh, and by the way, I hope none of you reporters out here ask about the millions and millions of dollars I've just cut from the budget for equipment to detect liquid bombs and stuff, you know, going on the airplanes. Don't anybody ask me about that. Carl Rove told me to do. No, wait, huh? What? Speak up. I wasn't supposed to mention that? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Bush is cutting federal funding of explosive detecting devices. Is there anybody out there who doesn't understand what these sons of bitches are doing? Is there anybody left other than the psychotic mouth-breathing rapture-ready right? I mean, seriously, folks, come on. The homeland, as Bush puts it, is as vulnerable today, more vulnerable today than it was last year, 5 years ago, 10, 20, 30 years ago. We are more vulnerable now than we were during the Cold War with mutually assured destruction. We are more vulnerable now because Bush has taken his big mouth and his big stick and he has stirred up 1.2 billion people and called them fascists. He has peed on their profit. He has bombed their cities. He has butchered their people. He has caused civil wars in their countries, and he's threatening more. And he's protecting the home. Come on, come on, folks, come on. At least get your mind around that one, okay? As long as George Bush is in office, he is a threat to the security of every single person in America, not to mention every single person on Earth.
Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life. Get my hand on the dial.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah.
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Pet owners praise it. The hotel staff loves it. Parents rave about it. Allergy sufferers applaud it. Senior citizens are agog about it. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm David Orrick. Everybody's singing the praises of my 8-pound Orrick XL because it's the best vacuum that ever touched their floors. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, finally tonight, one last question about shakes on a plane. By this point, Bush's Ritalin is starting to wear off, and he can't remember the question. Now, listen to this.
Mr. President, four days later, now do you believe that the UK terror plot was developed by Al-Qaeda leaders? Do you believe, sir, that there are terror cells operating within the United States? And what do you say to critics who say there are, and it's not me, sir, but what do you say to the critics who say there are giant loopholes in Homeland Security?
Well, first I would say that... You know, I don't know the loophole question.
I'm sorry.
Give me some specific loopholes.
No.
Like to me, Homeland Security did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Along with intelligence services and FBI and working with the Brits to shut down a major plot that could have killed America.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
First part of the question.
Do you believe
that's what happens when you get sick?
The terror plot was developed by Al-Qaeda.
We certainly... I stand by the statements that initially came out of Chertoff, which was it sure looks like it.
Came out of
Chertoff. It looks like something Al-Qaeda would do.
Yeah.
But before we actually claim Al-Qaeda, we want to make sure that we have, that we can prove it to you.
Yeah.
Of course, the minute I say it's Al-Qaeda, then you're going to step up and say prove it. So therefore, I'm not going to say it until we have absolute proof. But it looks like the kind of thing Al-Qaeda would do.
Sounds like some kid with ADD on the playground, right, doesn't he?
Of course, the minute I say it's Al-Qaeda, then you're going to step and say, prove it. So before I'm going to say, we have proof, I'm going to prove it, there's absolute proof, but it looks like the kind of thing Al-Qaeda would do. So I'm not, you're not going to box me in, you son of a bitch. What was the question? Where's my meds?
I stand by the statements that initially came out of Chertoff. Think of that, like some kind of protoplasm, some miasma that comes floating out of Chertoff. I stand by the statements that initially came out of Chertoff.
But the minute I say it's Al-Qaeda, then you're going to step up and say, prove it. You're not trapping me.
What's the first part of the question? That's what happens when you get to be 60. No, that's what happens when you're a cokehead alcoholic on antidepressants.
The first part of the question, what was that? First part of the question, USK, that's what happens when you get to be 60.
No, that's what happens when you're a cokehead alcoholic on antidepressants.
First part of the question, that's what happens when you get to be 60.
No, that's what happens when you're a cokehead alcoholic on antidepressants.
Well, I stand by statements initially came out of Chertoff. You should have seen it. It was this green cloud.
Well, right on time. Brother Sky Blue is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, welcome to the program. Oh, God, he's not gone already, is he? Brother Sky?
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. We've got thousands of people here going single file in procession up Elvis's driveway in Graceland past his grave.
Yeah.
You know, they've made Elvis into a god, which isn't so strange. All throughout history, since the ancient Greeks, the Golden Age, God has been represented as a man.
Uh-huh.
Us Swedenborgians, we're the only Christian sect that worships Jesus Christ as the Godhead. You know, science versus religion. God created waters above the firmament,
yeah,
and waters below the firmament.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus taught parables, and these myths, so-called myths, from the Golden Age, you know, there were 12 Greek gods on Mount Olympus.
Right.
And we had 12 tribes of Israel. And, of course, Christ chose 12 disciples.
I see a pattern. I see a pattern.
Yeah, the waters above the firmament represent these religious truths, and waters below the firmament represent scientific truths. You see, we don't have no debate about religion. We got political debate 24/7, but the 666, no buying or selling. We can't exchange ideas about religion, us common people. They call us drug addicts, schizophrenics. You got to be a doctor of theology, a so-called Bible scholar. I've been banned from the radio for 20 years here in Memphis, Tennessee, these fundamentalists. You know, they're using these poor blacks in Kenya. They send missionaries over there. And the black Christian church is just going to have to stand up and face this evolution debate and understand. They're going to have to understand it, and they're going to have answers, because these fundamentalists are the true racists, and the Antichrist ain't coming out of Europe. He's coming out of this fundamentalist evangelical bunch right here in America.
Amen.
Okay.
Hello? I wanted to tell him there are 12 cranial nerves, too.
Brother Sky! You got to love him. You got to love him. Because of conversations with Brother Sky Blue from Memphis, Tennessee, I had to go crack a book on Emanuel Swedenborg. Yeah, I've got great gaps in my lack of education, but I had to crack a book or two on Emanuel Swedenborg. Ooh, I'm going to tell you, Brother Sky is onto something. Mary is calling from Michigan. Mary, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm from Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah, we just had a big rally here today, and Bill Clinton was here.
Really?
Yeah, we had a great rally, and the crowd just loved him. Everybody went nuts.
Uh-huh.
And he brought up some very good points. He really did some Bush bashing today. And, you know, usually he tries to be very diplomatic on TV, but boy, he let them all have it today.
Well, I heard he did a little Lieberman bashing too.
Did he? I didn't hear that at the rally, but he brought up,
maybe that was someplace else.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, anyway, we had a great day. Stood out there in the heat for 3 hours, but it was worth it because I love the guy, and I swear, if he ran for president again, I think he'd get elected with a landslide.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt he would.
Right. Yeah, he was introduced by our governor, and he said, now I got a friend here with me, and here's the man you guys still wish was your president, you know, and everybody went nuts. But anyway, he brought up the point about Homeland Security and the liquid explosives, and, you know, he brought up the fact that that is not a new issue.
Right.
They had a problem with that in the mid-90s.
That's right. That's right. And did he suggest that or point out that the Bush crime family has done nothing?
Right. He claims there is technology
there
to
is.
Detect any type of liquid explosive or component of liquid explosive.
Well, let me tell you, two airlines, one airline that has it already is LL Airlines, the Israeli airline, and the other airline that's soon getting it is Aeroflot, the Soviet airline. Of course, I don't know why they want it, because their planes just automatically fall out of the sky.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need to be a terrorist. You just, you know, look at one and it goes, oops, I think it's time to crash, and down it goes.
Right.
But Putin has decided to buy this technology, and LL has been using it, I think, for the past decade.
Yeah, Clinton says it's been available for at least the past decade, and they just won't fund the money for it.
No. The Bush crime family, they're no more interested in securing the homeland than I'm interested in securing George W. Bush.
Right.
It's a joke. It's a scam.
Well,
it's just like their support in their efforts to, quote, overturn Roe v. Wade, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right.
Or, you know, we ain't going to let the queers get married. Ho, ho, ho.
Right.
You know, this is just tossing big chunks of raw hamburger to the rapture right folks. That's
right,
all.
But so many of these people are so scared now, and they're falling for this crap. It's like something new came up, you know, with this terror threat. And, you know, it's nothing new. There's technology. they can handle the situation, but they don't really want to because they want to keep us scared all the time.
That's
you know?
It. That's it, exactly. And that's it.
Another
well,
point,
well, it's not working on me. Are you scared, Mary?
Hell no, I'm
hell
not
hell no, I'm not scared.
I was just going to bring up one other point that he brought up. I don't think I can articulate it as well as he did because, you know, he's a great speaker, and he was funnier in hell, too. He brought up, he made us laugh, you know, but he said the word ideology, you know, many of us don't quite understand the meaning of that word.
Yeah.
And I always thought it had, like, religious connotations.
Oh, well, sometimes.
Sometimes, but the way Clinton described it was ideology with the Bush people is making a decision on what they believe in, and the hell with the facts and the hell with research.
Well, there you go. And science and justice and truth and honor and dignity
and
morality.
If somebody's right.
Mary, I got to leave there. Thank you, dear heart. Call again. Only be careful with what you say. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
On the wrong road to 9/11 and since that day, by our own leaders, we have been driven to the edge of Armageddon. Bill Clinton told a lie, Bush lies and people die. Bill Clinton on the sly.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true to me.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure that Proactive Solution will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. Oh, there's one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-426-0651. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-426-0651. That's 1-800-426-0651.
this conflict is not known. Yet its outcome is certain. God is not neutral.
No, he's not neutral. He's a Republican, and he hates the Jews, and he hates the Muslims, and he hates the Hindus, and he hates the animists, and he hates the Buddhists, and the frog worshippers, and the Swedenborgians. God only loves good, Bible-thumping, Armageddon-believing, rapture-ready Christians. We have three open lines. The number is 866-303-2270 if you want to jump in here. I always get emails from people, I can't get through. Well, tonight's the night. Jude is calling from Seattle. Jude, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I've said the women that I work with, just in the political arena, and for peace, we call you Brother Mike.
Brother Mike. I like that. That's cool. Thank you.
I wanted to let you know, this is... I was just very, very honored today. I got in the mail the election days. I'm going to be a poll worker in my local area here. And it's a yellow sheet of paper, and it says, thank you for your commitment to in delivering democracy. And it was, I honestly felt that it was like getting my citizenship. It was so, you know, they want to destroy so many words, but I refused to let them. It was so empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem was is they only have 4 people now and they need 12. So I've gone around and I have 3 more folks have signed up. So I just wanted to let people know, as dark as it seems to be, that just like I'm just a simple old hospice nurse that has a fire in my belly, just like you do, Mike, and so many millions of people. And
mm-hmm.
what you do is providing such a powerful piece, and we're all the conduit. We're taking the information and we're plugging in. And we're going to be okay, Mike.
I have to believe that. I have to believe that. You know, I've said before on this program, I've got kids and grandkids. I've got to believe that that justice and decency and honor and the truth is going to out here, and that Bush and these thugs will be driven from office, and this long national nightmare will somehow end. I've got to believe that.
Yeah. I talked with an attorney that's representing that Anna Powell, that physician down in New Orleans for murder.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful man. He ended up calling me back one night, and he apologized. It was 7 o'clock on the Pacific, and he was like 2 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, thank you, sir. And he says, well, he says, the outpouring from the American Medical Association has been unbelievable. And I ended up sending her a letter on what I felt, that individuals that walk in that arena, it really is walking in another world. And anyone that hasn't been there has no idea. So it's just one letter here and one call there. But it's, mm-hmm. I believe, Mike, it's all powerful. It's going to raise the critical mass.
I hope you're right, Jude. Hey, thanks a lot for checking in, okay?
Thank you, sir.
And let me know how it goes with being a poll worker.
Absolutely. Nothing's going to happen on my watch. Good night.
Yeah, let me know how it goes, Jude. I'm sorry. I thought we lost all of our power. So, we're coming up on a break here pretty soon. Have you got some music for a second? Yeah, find some music, because I think everything in my part of the program here is deader than a doornail. So let's play some music, because I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead.
And she's a hombre, but she's wearing something tight.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know what happened. A lightning strike or something, and it just knocked out my section, and apparently it didn't knock out Kathy's. Oh, I love being down here during the global warming attack on the South. I'm sorry for the confusion, but seriously, there was absolutely everything in the booth here just went completely dead. Oh, well. Matthew is calling from West Virginia. Matthew's checking in. If you remember, this is a young man who called, last week, and was just having a hell of a time, unemployed, looking for work, right? Is that right, Matthew?
That's correct.
All right. What you got for us?
Well, I was pouring a pad of concrete today, Mike.
You did what?
I was pouring a sidewalk today.
Yeah?
It was hard work.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to tell you it was hard work pouring a pad of concrete.
Right.
People can walk and not get their feet dirty.
That's true.
But anyway, no.
You got a job in construction, I take.
No, I was pouring a pad of concrete.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I think you were just doing a Bush impression on me, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it wasn't so good.
I'm sorry, Matthew. I just had my ears filled up with electricity, so never mind. So you are working.
Well, I did a little side job.
Yeah.
I just contracted for myself. I'm still looking for a job, but. Yeah, I got a little side work going on.
And your wife, what's going on with her?
Well, she just found out that all her financial aid is going to go through and that her school is going to be paid for this semester.
All right. Well, that's some good news, right?
Yeah, it's killer news. Great.
It's not good, Malloy. It's killer news. and when do classes start for?
Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Now tell us again, because I've forgotten what she's going to be studying.
Forensic science.
And she's does that put her on?
I don't know. It's a long road. She's got to get a bachelor's degree in some kind of science, like biochemistry chemistry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has to go on to graduate school, which I think she's going to go to Marshall University.
That's a good school. We used to, University of Toledo, we used to whip Marshall's ass every time they turned around in football. I mean, y'all didn't have a chance, not a chance.
Yeah, well, we joined the MAC conference, and then it was over for you guys.
All right, Matthew, stay in touch, okay?
Hey.
Sir.
Check out that movie, We Are Marshall.
I'll do it. Thanks. I got a boogie, Matthew. Here comes the train. Hey. Take care. Stay in touch. Call us again. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark. Wow, you are one hard guy to reach. I am Paul.
Yeah.
I own your old, new Passat. I mean, it's my Passat now. It used to be, you know, the 2004, the GL.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh. Awesome.
Oh, how do you like it?
It's doing great. Runs like a top.
Oh, good.
Boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just, you know, swing by and just, you know, sit in a Passat or, you know, watch me drive it, just you give me a call anytime. We'll make that happen.
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Officials at the UN have detailed the duties for the peacekeeping forces to be dispatched to Lebanon. two top French military officers are slated to meet with UN officials today to discuss the deployment which France is slated to lead. The peacekeepers are to oversee the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas, as well as the withdrawal of Israeli troops. The Muslim Public Affairs Council says the Islamic community in Los Angeles is helping law enforcement in the war on terror. Director Salam al-Mariati says Muslim organizations across the U.S. are working with law enforcement to fight terror despite criticism leveled after terror arrests in Great Britain. He was joined at a news conference by Sheriff Lee Baca and officials of the FBI and Homeland Security. The man accused in a deadly shooting at the Jewish Federation offices in Seattle entered a plea of not guilty at his arraignment Tuesday. Naveed Haq is charged with aggravated murder and attempted murder in last month's shooting. The head of the Federation says their work will continue.
I want you to know that today's arraignment does not change our number one priority, and that is the well-being of our staff, their families, and the spirit and welfare of the Seattle's Jewish community.
Haq is accused of holding a gun to a teenage girl's head, allowing him to get inside the downtown Seattle building. Once inside, police say he randomly began shooting. He killed one person and wounded five others. The King County prosecutor has not yet determined if he will seek the death penalty. U.S. Air Force General Kevin Shildon says the U.S. needs to step up its ability to identify space-based threats before an adversary can cripple us. The new head of Air Force Space Command says his goal is to identify any potential threat to a U.S. satellite or spacecraft before an enemy rocket completes its first orbit. Currently, it can take weeks to identify payloads launched by other countries. New Jersey's Attorney General Zulema Farber has resigned amid ethical questions following her decision to visit her boyfriend during a traffic stop. Spencer Rain has that story.
Governor Corzine says given the volumes of corruption inscribed in New Jersey's history, there's no room for ethical questioning.
We have to be operating at a very high standard.
Spencer Rain reporting. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Everything working now? The button's all been pushed. The switches have been thrown. The program moves forward. God, I hate it when that happens, you know? I just hate it when that happens. All right, back to phone calls here, okay? The phone number is 866-303-2270. In Sacramento, California, Gunther, Jeanette, Janice, hello, Sacramento?
Hi, Janester.
Janester.
Yes.
Wow, hi. Okay, my bad. I apologize. I've never seen that name before. That's a tough one to try to pronounce, at least for someone like me. Of course, I do have a high school diploma, but...
Well, it's Jen and Esther put together. Once you put it together, you say, oh, exactly.
I got you. Well, as soon as you said Jen Esther, I said, well, of course. Hi, Jen Esther. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been trying to reach you since the 20th when you did that hilarious show with Bush going to the NAACP. Oh, my God, I thought I was going to die. It was so funny. You were so wonderful. The only question that I truly have is how can I clone you and Kathy? Because I'm not kidding you. I don't understand.
No, just tune in every night. That's all I
do.
Oh,
I do faithfully, and I also tell people to listen, to pay attention.
Thank you.
Because we have... the biggest nut in the White House, this man is dangerous, and of course, I'm preaching to the choir here, and the only thing that I can think of is, you know, he's not doing it alone. The
right.
Senate, the House, every last one of them have to be somewhat involved or just too lazy to do something about it, because this man needs to be removed, he needs to be ousted, he needs to be actually... tarred and feathered. That's what he needs.
Well, you know, I just wish his mother and father, you talk about two irresponsible parents, I wish they would take him by his ear the way my grandmother used to do to me and drag him to his room, take away his nuclear weapons, take away his press secretary, and make him stay in his damn room until he straightens out. That's all. And if he doesn't straighten out, then his mother, and isn't she a scary-looking person, ought to go in, take his drawers down and smack his butt.
Exactly. And, you know, anyone that doesn't understand with the theft of all these billions of dollars, because that's what I consider it to be, you know, we can't trace these dollars once they go into his or his cabinet's pockets or, you know, the attorney, whoever. We cannot track the money. The money is going into this empty void, so when he is finally kicked out, hopefully, he'll be able to enjoy the spoils. Right now, this man is so dangerous, he's going to get us killed. He has angered so many people. Anyone that doesn't understand that he's had his hand in everything that's gone on in Iraq, Lebanon, Israel, you name it, he's had his hand in it, because I can tell you, if I have nothing to do with a conflict, I cannot go into that conflict and say stop. I just cannot believe that the people do not understand. And last point is, what a joke. Britain, a scare. What scare? All we have is their word for it. There's no concrete proof. And I'm just wondering, what did they offer those young men? Did they work? They got to free their family if they agreed to go along with this joke? Because there is no terror threat. I mean, oh, my God, I just can't stand it.
What about those five or six guys down in Liberty City, Miami? Do you remember that story about a month ago? They were getting ready to blow
that
up.
That was even worse.
Yeah, of course. These people are insane. They're finding terrorists where there's nothing. The worst it is a bunch of unemployed young people sitting around going, oh, man, hey, I'll tell you what, let's pretend like we're going to put liquid bombs on airplanes. Hey, I'll tell you what, no, I got a better one. Let's say we're going to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago. No, wait a minute, I got a better one. Let's go after the Golden Gate Bridge. No. Let's get all the bridges across the Hudson and the East River in New York. Let's blow everything up.
Right. And even if that's true, because, again, all we have is their word for it. We didn't have any secret cameras when they were talking and seeing them pace back and forth saying, I'm just going to kill everybody. I'm just going to... We didn't have any of that. All we have is their word
for
it. And we all know what their word is up to.
Hey, Janester.
Yes.
I need to get you to do something here because you are very enthusiastic here. Let's take a deep breath together.
I'm sorry. You
ready? Let's take a deep breath. Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You're really wound up, and I just don't want you to, you know, just
blow a vessel.
That's what I'm talking about. Just, you know, blow something in, you know, a bad blood vessel. Just Whew. But I hear you loud and clear. What you're saying made sense, even though you're saying it fast. And,
I'm sorry.
And no, it's all right. And I know you're upset. And it drives me crazy, too. It just drives me out of my mind. One thing you can do is just periodically call this program and let it out, all right?
Okay, thank you, and bless both of you and your baby girl. Just thank you so much for being out there, because we need you.
Well, it's mutual. Take care, Janessa,
thank
okay?
You.
All right,
okay.
All right, take care. I know exactly what she's feeling. I know that feeling. I wake up with that at, you know, I go to sleep about 2:30 in the morning. I wake up with that about 4:30. And just lay there, you know. Whew. I hear you, Jen Esther. AJ is calling from Brooklyn. AJ, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. It is a pleasure to speak to you. And I'd also like to make the comment that you and Kathy and Molly and I have to be the only four sane people left on the planet. And I'm not sure about myself.
Well, there's Jen Esther. She's sane, too.
She's sane, but she speaks a little fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway,
Jack is still sane, but...
You know, when you can get down to counting them on all six of your fingers.
Right. That's a bad sign. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I wanted to talk about was to take a little bit of a right turn into, I'm sorry, left turn into a bit of environmental irony. The Alaskan pipeline, GASP, decides it's going to show its age, grow a beard, grow a few droplets underneath it, and all of America just decides it's going to go, it's going to throw cartwheels, Exxon is going to make another $250 billion in misbegotten profits. And everything. Meanwhile, a little old living thing up there that probably has gone up, sniffed the pipeline a couple of times and figured, this no good. The Alaskan bear has just been taken off the endangered species list. How far did these languages have to go before people start realizing that not only are they lying to us about the war, not only do they lie every time their mouths open, but they're ruining the planet.
Yeah,
even if we survive them, what's going to be left?
Not much.
It's going to be generations before this planet regrows itself.
Yeah, the reason they're taking the brown bear, of course, off the endangered species list is so that the great white hunters can go out and kill them.
Yeah, or Dick Cheney can go out and off a few of his friends in the process.
Yeah, for
target practice. I mean, I'm as fond of plinking rats as you said you are way back when. But it's a completely different thing. The rats have become real live human beings, and where are we going, Mike?
I don't know.
Where are we going, and why are we in this handbasket?
I know that if we don't turn things around, we're heading for a brick wall, so to speak, at about 120 miles an hour. But just like who was it that called in a few minutes ago talking about we are going to turn around, and I hope that's the case. AJ, thanks for checking in, pal. Got a boogie. All right?
All right. Bless you all.
All right. Take care. By the way, Jimmy Carter's son, Jack, has won the Democratic nomination to face a Republican in November in Nevada in the Senate race there. Thanks to Barb's for sending that to me.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Twenty-two past the hour. Sophie is calling from Liberal, Kansas. Sophie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd just like to discuss a few points with you, especially this recent supposed terrorist threat against us. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, how is it that they caught that one right before it occurred, but not September 11th?
Well, that would take me a couple of hours to answer that. In one sentence, I believe the Bush crime family had something to do, either actively or passively, with the attack on this country on September 11th, so they're not going to rat themselves out. And secondly, I don't really think, and again, I have no reason one way or the other. It's just I don't believe these people anymore, whether they're Tony Blair's boys or George's boys. I don't believe there really was a plot to an active plot to put liquid explosives on airplanes and blow them out of the sky. I refuse to believe it, especially now that the truth is coming out about these so-called plotters. And who they were and what they were doing in their lives. I don't think any of them had passports. How in the hell they're going to get on an airplane?
Exactly.
It just, the whole thing stinks. That's all. It just stinks.
And you know, the way they treat Latin America like it's their own property, and the economic sanctions against Cuba, what they're doing to the Cuban people. I mean, they're in extreme poverty because of the trade sanctions, you know. They don't have, they're jobless, and you know, when the country can't trade, their products and services are of no use, so they're poor. I mean, and,
well,
you know, children.
Somehow the Cubans have managed to hold on through almost 50 years of U.S. sanctions, but I think Hugo Chavez is helping out. He's providing low-cost energy to oil to the Cubans. I think something is about to happen in the Cuban economy, Cuban society. I don't necessarily mean the death of Castro is going to open up the floodgates of investment and development and whatever it takes. I kind of wish that the Cubans could maintain themselves without opening the doors to European and American, North American investment, because you know it'll happen. All the oceanfront property will immediately be sold to rich white people.
Of course.
From all over the globe at this point. All the assets of the country will be sucked up by white-owned European or North American corporations. And you know how it goes. We've seen this before.
But do you feel threatened at all by this Bush mafia family?
Do I, personally? Oh, absolutely. They're trying to kill me, my children, my grandchildren, my two-year-old daughter, my wife, my friends. They're trying to kill me directly and indirectly. Do I fear them? Because of them, I've had to start carrying a weapon again. A matter of fact, two of them. Because
Wow.
I don't trust them. I don't trust the people that work for them. So I just have this kind of weird little belief that if one of their agents does step out of the shadows, it's going to be...
Well, let me tell you just one last thing. I mean,
weird.
I love the show, but if something were to happen to you tomorrow, I would bake a big cake.
You'd bake a
celebrate with my seven siblings.
Yeah? What would you celebrate?
I mean, because you'd be proving their theory.
It
just prove your theories.
Oh, I see. So if I get murdered, you'll have a celebration.
Yep.
Well, that's good, Sophie. That's great. Thanks for checking in. Thanks a lot, Sophie. Well, her heart was in the right place, don't you think, Kathy?
Kansas?
Right. Scott is calling from Boise, Idaho. Scott, welcome to the program.
Sir Mike the Brave, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'd like to quickly address the point from your previous schizophrenic caller, not unlike Sophie, but the one from last night who's having trouble with the decision on his son going to Iraq.
Okay.
I wanted to just make major points of the recent incursion into southern Lebanon by the Israelis and the shampoo plot is it gets other things out of the news. And one of the things it gets out of the news, in my opinion, is the collapse of the U.S. military effort in Iraq.
Hey, can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
Because we got to take a break here. And I want to hear what you got to say, but we have to take a break, and we'll be back. All right, we'll put you on hold, Scott. We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Salad cause there's hypers in the caps. That man disappeared at noon. And they say the Midwest is in great distress, and NASA blew up the moon. The ozone layer has no ozone anymore, and you're gonna leave me for the guy next door. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. They arrested the mayor for an illegal favor, sold the Empire State to Japan. And Oliver North married William Seacord and gave birth to little Tehran. And the Ayatollah aboard a nuclear warship with the guys who wants to go out in style. And there's nothing to eat that don't carry the stink of some human waste dump in the Nile. But what?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Apicor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Apicor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Apicor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avicor works. And Avicor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avicor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avicor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL Ultra has an 8-year guarantee. The reason my warranties are so much stronger is that my American-made vacuums are so much stronger. Orrick XLs clean thousands of hotel rooms every day. 5 years in a hotel is like 50 years in your home. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. You'll still be breaking in an Orrick while other vacuums are broken down.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We'll be right back.
tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Scott is... now, did I have you on hold? Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right. Hey, so, yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Mike, every single trooper in Iraq has to have four elements to keep the fighting effort going. They need food, water, fuel, and ammunition. They're strung out over 200 different locations in that country with only one way out, which is the way they came in through the south. It's openly acknowledged in the Pentagon the extremely tenuous nature of these supply lines, and it's becoming very difficult to keep those troops going, particularly with a very high percentage increase in attacks on supply lines since the brazen support of Israel in the Lebanese invasion by the U.S. It has only made the effort to get the necessary goods to these troops even tougher. I personally spoke to the mother of a Marine from Boise, Idaho, just the other night, who every 3 days was sending from Idaho to Iraq bottled water so her son could survive. Mm-hmm. They were given water to drink that was contaminated with jet fuel. They were vomiting, dehydrating, and they were still ordered to work. And every 3 days, she looks me in the eyes and she says, "Do you know how much it costs to ship water to Iraq?" And it just goes to show the extremely tenuous nature and the collapsing effort of the war effort in Iraq. They're not going to be able to get out of there. I mean, it's going to be a very difficult situation. I think we have to start contemplating the vision of U.S. troops marching down dusty roads being guarded by insurgents. The whole thing's caving in, and the Pentagon won't acknowledge it. It's being covered up by the press. The U.S. politicians cannot do anything about it. They're politically unable, and the generals retire. They're more concerned about their villas in the Caymans and retirement than they are about actually getting food and water, ammo and fuel to the troops. So to the fellow last night, he was talking about getting his son in the Army. Right now would be the absolute worst time to be over there, because I think we're looking at a major military collapse of the U.S. effort.
Well, I think you're right, and I think the attitude in the Pentagon now is what it, by Pentagon, I mean in Donald Rumsfeld's sick mind, and Dick Cheney's sick mind, is what it always was. They're no more interested in bringing democracy to that country than peeing up a rope. What they want are some permanent bases there, so that gives them a jumping-off point to guard the those huge oil and natural gas fields up in Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan and all the stands up in the Caspian Sea area. So, I think you're right. I think anyone who goes to Iraq, any U.S. military personnel who go to Iraq right now, is participating in something that is fraudulent. It is unreal. It's horrible. It's unethical. It's a joke, and it's Bush's psychosis at work. I just don't understand why people sign up for the military in these times. I really don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they're depending on their mothers 8,000, 10,000 miles away to ship them water, then how long can that last? I mean, it just cannot go on. I mean, yeah. There's no way they can maintain that. You talk about a tenuous supply route. That's got to be it. So
I thought Halliburton was supposed to be supplying the water.
They were directly involved in it, and you might remember the articles here a couple months back where contaminated water was an issue with Halliburton, and they talked their way out of it. But the word I get from Marines' mothers is 80% of them over there are drinking what they call yellow water. It's the same thing the locals drink. It's contaminated. It's not fit for human consumption. And it's going to be impossible to keep going in 200 strung-out locations. I just don't see it happening. I mean, they're losing, and they're going to lose big.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Scott.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate what you had to say.
Bye-bye.
Regarding the equipment to detect liquid explosives, Reg sends us in. She writes, "I sent this to you the other day from an AP report last Friday." Here's the quote. "The administration," I guess it would be the Bush administration, "also was slow to start testing a new liquid explosives detector that the Japanese government provided to the United States earlier this year. Japan has been using the liquid explosive detectors at its Narita International Airport in Tokyo and demonstrated the technology to U.S. officials at a conference in January. Osama bin Laden determined to strike targets inside the United States. Seriously, why haven't 5 or 6 or 20 million of us marched on the White House and did the Pat Buchanan thing with the pitchforks and ropes? It doesn't stop, does it? Everything that comes out of these bastards' mouths are lies, and it's the security of the United States that's at stake. It is the global securities at stake. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. Oh, well. What are you going to do, right? We live in a democratic republic. We can't take up arms and do anything about it at this point. Thomas Jefferson, to the contrary, notwithstanding. Robert is calling from Southern California. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Greetings.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to talk about the use of the terrorist type this last time, and I even saw George Bush trying to take advantage of it by saying that the Americans were part of it earlier this week. And I really think that it's just promoting that myth that Democrats are weak on defense. And I remember that starting back in the 70s when the Republicans wanted to increase defense spending.
Right.
And when the Democrats were being responsible and didn't want to go along with it since they had the majority, then all this crap about about the Democrats being soft on defense, that's when it started, you know. And they've been promoting this very, very well up until today. And if you really think about it, the Democrats, I think, have a lot better record than the Republicans. I mean, think about it from JFK to Clinton.
Sure.
It's been
Democrat office holders, or Republican office holders, are first of all cowards. How many of them have ever served their country, much less in a time of war? They're cheats, sneaks, liars, and basically they're cowards. You take a look at the entire Bush cabinet and all of his advisors, none of them. I know Rumsfeld claims to have been in the military during Korea, I believe, but he had a desk job someplace in Pennsylvania or something. These people are cowards. And not only that, they direct other families to send their family members to go die. And I can't understand this. I, honest to God, these people are not about patriotism. They're not pro-life. This is a murderous cabal of killers who's in control of the United States. And I
call them on this myth. There's no Republican that can equal these presidents. I mean, World War II, FDR, he got the country going. Production from military and defense went up the roof. JFK did an awesome job during the missile crisis, and President Clinton in Yugoslavia, and then, he did an awesome job there, and then when it came to Africa and Mogadishu, he had enough sense to see that it was a no-win situation, and he had enough sense to pull the troops out of there and get them out of harm's way, and that's not happening here in Iraq.
Yeah,
one thing about the terrorist type, and it's being used as a political tool, I think about Sherlock Holmes and what he would say. And he would say, follow the money, Watson. And here the money leads to many of those tax and defense contractors.
I got you, Robert. Let me move on. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate you checking in. You call again. Take care. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
I'm going to be calm. There's no need. The ranting woman part of this program has already taken place. And to that lovely woman who wished to have a birthday cake after you died, congratulations. The CIA will be sending your paycheck for counter operations any day now.
Right. You get her, Diane.
I swear they're getting the kooky, nutty, broad part, and they're taking over my side of the street, which I deeply resent.
I resent it, too, because you are the most articulate one on the kooky broad side of the street. I don't want any other kooky broads here.
I think let 1,000 kooky broads bloom. I just don't want their payroll to be from the Republican Party.
I got you. There you go. Okay.
Speaking of dogs.
Yes.
NORAD's slinking out of its hole like the dogs that they are, and I'm not talking about the pilots that would have gotten themselves up in the air if they were ordered to.
Right, right.
The people who
suffered the most from this were the people who died. But the second group were all the men and women in the armed services that wanted to do their duty but were ordered not to.
That's right.
The person who were part of that conspiracy was sitting on his butt 20, 30 minutes away, and the reason that he says he's moving the whole shebang out of NORAD is that the commute is too long during a national crisis.
Right.
There were like at least a dozen drills in the air that day, and
yeah.
He was sitting on his butt in the office. What would Stargate SG-1 say? All these people are hitting, like going out to far out galaxies. The best free advertising the Air Force has to Jimmy Stewart was a brigadier general.
Yeah.
And now they have to say, well, we're not in NORAD anymore.
That was a great movie, wasn't it?
Well, I still have problems with, like, the general fascist groove thing, but I understand why it was that intense at that time.
Well, it was June Allison that softened up Jimmy Stewart's role, you know, as the SAC. He was a SAC pilot, right? They called him back in to be a SAC pilot.
Well, yeah, but then again, I just saw the Rock Hudson thing where they're saying, oh, yes, well, honey, I was late for dinner. Don't blame me. Blame Robert Goddard. He invented the missile. No, baby, he didn't. Tilskovsky did. But we ain't going there, are we?
No.
I'm sorry for just ranting like this, but I have to bring in one thing about the airports.
Go ahead.
You know this is just the perfect disease vector for avian flu.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
We have no alcohol gel to protect us. We're going to be having recycled air. The airlines are going to provide us our water.
And you know, that's why I fly AirTran, because they suck in air. It's not that recirculated crap. AirTran brings in fresh air, and that's why that's the only airline. But I'm kind of stuck right now, can only fly in the United States because they don't have overseas routes. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
It's tough.
It is.
That's all over. And we're complaining because we can get out of the state.
That's very true. Diane, I have to leave it there. Thank you. Please don't ever not call, all right?
Well, it was my cell phone. The guy was playing with it my cell phone, and I had to keep on hanging up because it kept on dropping out.
I hear you. I got to go. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Diane. I appreciate it. Thank you. Got to love her. You just got to love her.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh.
Uh-huh.
The new owner of your Jetta, man. Your old GLI 2004 you traded in. I bought it in October last year.
Right?
Dude, it's such a great car.
Wait a minute. That red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Is this weird that I'm calling you?
No, I'm working right now.
It's just when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected.
Okay.
You love the Jetta, now I love the Jetta. It's just like we're a family. We should hang out. You and me and the Jetta? How about I give you my number, you ring me when it's good? Do you have an email?
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Thank you.
I sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Program engineered tonight by Justin Yuen and Tim MacArthur. Thanks, guys. David Weissman answered your calls tonight. And our outside crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and also, of course, Catherine Bay, who executive produces the program.
Did you just say that twice, or is it just the kind of night we're having? You know, it's a scary show when things are the most lucid with the George Bush sound clips and then Brother Sky Blue, and then it goes downhill from there.
Do you think that's what's happened?
I haven't understood a thing a caller has said all night. I know they're talking, and it sounds interesting and entertaining, but I don't think I've gotten three words.
That's because you've drunk an awful lot of coffee tonight, Kathy. I wouldn't worry about it. But you're absolutely right. Except for Diane in Colorado, she just made everything crystal clear.
Yeah. And then there was the guy from New York who was talking about dripping pipelines, and yeah.
This is talk radio. It's not brain surgery, okay? Just let it go. Just trust me. Phil Restino is the co-chair and founding member of Central Florida Veterans for Peace. He's also a member of Military Families Speak Out. He sent me an email here about Rumsfeld. Phil writes, Rumsfeld sat out Korea in Princeton ROTC. Jack Murtha left college to go to Korea. Both were in the reserves after Korea. And when Vietnam came up, Murtha went active and went to Vietnam, while Rumsfeld hit again. And Rumsfeld was an aviator when there was a great need for aviators in Vietnam. All right, thanks, Phil. I knew that Rumsfeld had been in the military, but was it only ROTC? I thought he had been had taken some sort of commission. Maybe not. I'll trust Phil. Phil tells nothing but the truth. All right, back to the phone calls. Jackie is calling from Akron. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Oh, it worked. I've been screaming, please, please, just to round out your night, I had to get on.
Okay, well, you got two whole minutes.
Okay, good. I'm going to talk fast, not because I'm totally insane, which I am, but because I have 2 minutes now.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure you're aware of that Fox News, the two reporters,
yes.
Steve Santani and the New Zealand cameraman,
yes.
Got kidnapped. I heard about it in the wee hours of Monday a.m. on, like, CNN or someplace, and at the time they announced it for the first time that I'm aware, they said plainly that it was in the Gaza Strip, and
mm-hmm.
they mentioned Hamas, and then they mentioned that Fox News higher-ups were under negotiation
right.
with the Palestinian leadership.
Right.
Now, first of all, that struck me odd because we don't negotiate with terrorists, remember? And I bet Jill Carroll would be surprised to hear about it. But anyways, so I quickly turned to Fox to see how they were going to exploit the situation or do something more awful about it, blame Bill Clinton or whatever.
Right.
And there, to this moment, right now, there has not been word one, not one crawl under the screen. It hasn't happened in Foxland. Now, it's been driving me crazy. Why are they having this blackout? And I know how Fox News works. When they have a blackout, that means they're covering something evil. Well, now, on the other stations all across, even on Air America News, they have mentioned it and downplayed the whole situation so softly, and they just mentioned some facts. But they are now, as of tonight, denying that any negotiations are underway. Well, I'm still perplexed why Fox News isn't completely blown up about this. I even sat through some of that Fox and Friends in the morning wondering how they do it. O'Reilly said nothing. Right now I have that Barnacle, Fred Barnes. I'm watching it. There is still not a word, so I'm trying to figure out why would this be. And now I figured it out pretty quickly that they are obviously in negotiations, and Fox News is evidently going to try and pay off whoever or do something to get their guys back. But the fact that they haven't mentioned it, you know, shows how shady it is. But then it's clear that they don't negotiate with terrorists depending on who the captor is. I mean, Jill Carroll, remember the circumstances around her?
Right.
And that if they released some women prisoners, whatever, no way. This, the night it happened, or the night it was reported, was underway with the Palestinian leadership. And
well, I think the best way to end this, frankly, Jackie, is for Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity to volunteer to take the place of the American and New Zealand employees of Fox News.
Well, I'd hate to see those to get their heads cut off. That would be a
crime. No. They're very high profile, and they could go over there, and everything would be okay.
Oh, I agree. Yes, Bill O'Reilly.
On the other hand, getting their heads cut off is not a bad idea, but,
I'm with you there.
Yeah. All right.
But it's very odd.
Hey, I got to go. Jackie, we're out of here. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. You do take care. What would you do with O'Reilly's head? Oh, that's right, soccer ball. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. That's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them, with our 15 million members. And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love.